Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today, we're going to be talking about how your story matters. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Your Story Matters by Amanda Eidelman, Ephesians 3, 20-21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. God is the ultimate storyteller. Jared C. Wilson articulates it this way: only God can write a story that resonates not just in the power of the imagination or the heart or the mind, but in the very soul. Only God can write a story that brings dead things to life. He makes streams in the desert areas of our lives and connects dots that go way beyond coincidence. Humans love stories. We were created with an innate desire to be captivated by epic tales. Humanity has been driven from the start of time to write down our history and pass it on to generations to come. We are fascinated by what was and what is to come. The beautiful thing is that we all get a leading role in the epic chronicle that makes up God's plan. Each and every person is created in His image. They have value. He has made them for a purpose, and their story matters. Your story matters. Obedience to the Lord creates greater opportunities for influence in our lives. Oftentimes, simple in our minds acts of faith can lead to miracles we could have never foreseen. A friend of ours felt called to go to Turkey to share the gospel. Their family has now been there for several years and truly loves their new home. When they come home to the United States, they get a chance to share the story of God's work in Turkey. To them, the decision to move across the world was one simple act of obedience that truly blessed their family. But others see this massive step into the unknown and feel convicted to make moves towards God's plan in their own lives. The miracle of the work they are doing in Turkey is multiplied and even impacts the lives of those supporting them back in the States. God's grace abounds. Our obedience to the Lord creates our unique testimony. We felt called years back to become foster parents. We were totally unsure what God wanted to do with this faith step, but we were sure this was the direction He was calling our family to go. God is wild, and one faith step led to another until suddenly our family has been completely transformed. Now, when I give the basic facts of our family to a stranger, I end up sharing our testimony. I can't tell you about the children we get to love without telling you about how faithful God has been in putting our lives together in such a special way. Be intentional to share with others when God has done a miracle on your behalf. What faith steps have you taken that has led to God writing a new, unique, just-for-you story with your life? Take time to write down the things that you have seen God do on your behalf. Make an effort to share parts of this miracle story when others ask about your life. Your story matters most to those closest to you. Our church has an amazing campus that is streamed into the local jail. God is changing the lives of men and women who have struggled with addiction for decades. It's just incredible to see. Recently, some of the prior inmates gave their testimonies on stage. Two of the men that shared were father and son. They had done and sold drugs together for years and spent time in the same jails. A few years ago, the father gave his heart to the Lord while incarcerated. He has been clean now since been released and continues to share the gospel with others in jail. Since then, his son was in the same jail, and then he began to share his story with his son. He encouraged his son to read the Bible. In time, his son gave his life to the Lord and has been living a clean and sober life. When asked what really led to this huge change, he said it was seeing his dad's life change that changed him. The story you are living matters most to your family and loved ones. Your choice to follow the Lord and his calling makes huge impact on the generation to come. When we live in a way that requires us to fully rely on God, our kids have tangible example of what faith in God is. It becomes real to them and so much harder for them to deny. Ephesians 3:20 through 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. God wants to do immeasurably more with our lives than we could ask or imagine. Trust him as you take those big and little steps towards bringing his kingdom come here on earth. As he does what only he can do, share his goodness with others. There is so much power in your story." Intersecting faith and life. Do you often gloss over God's miraculous provision and guidance, or do you freely share the ways your faith in Christ has shaped your life? Let's be challenged not just to get the facts, but to tell our testimony when meeting people. Communicating what God has done in your life is one of the most powerful ways to show Christ to others. Further reading, 6 principles for sharing your testimony. Ephesians 3, 4 tips for sharing your faith with another guy.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, hello, Punice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.